This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Now a story that gives us a rare glimpse into the effects of Western sanctions on the Russian economy. Russian businesses are hurting, and that's led to nasty infighting among the country's elite. One oligarch is now under house arrest, facing charges of fraud and money laundering. From the European desk in London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard has more.
The case against Vladimir Yevtushenkov sounds familiar. Remember Yukos? The giant Russian oil company was broken up a decade ago. The oligarch owner had clashed politically with Putin, was stripped of his shares, jailed, and had his company carved up and fed to rival plutocrats. But Yevtushenkov is different in one crucially important respect.
He is widely regarded as a figure who is loyal to the authorities in Russia. He's never previously stepped out of line.
John Luff of the Chatham House think tank says Yevtushenkov's been the very model of a modern Russian oligarch.
He's never criticised the authorities, to my knowledge. But it's very striking that a figure so loyal to the system, who's never stepped out of line, has been put in this situation.
His problems began when a rival businessman took a fancy to some of his oil company assets. The rival, who's much closer to Putin, made Yevtushenkov an offer. Yevtushenkov deemed it derisory and refused. Lawyer Jameson Firestone says there's no mystery about the fate of the fallen oligarch.
He's got something they want, and they want to take it. It's pretty simple.
Firestone knows more than most about such shenanigans. He fled Moscow after his colleague Sergei Magnitsky died in custody after allegedly uncovering high-level corruption. Firestone says this case shows the same Putinesque respect for the rule of law.
Like in the Soviet Union, there is no such thing as private property in Russia. You own stuff while they allow you to own it.
Putin must have approved this attempted asset grab. Nick Redman of the International Institute for Strategic Studies.
This case is a case of a Putin oligarch turning on a non-Putin oligarch.
The oligarch, who's a close friend and ally of Putin, runs the giant state-owned oil company Rosneft. The company is suffering under US and EU sanctions and in the general Russian economic downturn. That's why it wants a piece of Yevtushenkov's action.
The pie, if you like, is no longer growing, and therefore the fights over particular portions can become more excessive.
But this may not just be a case of Putin backing a greedy oligarch who covets the possessions of another less well-connected one. John Luff of Chatham House says Putin may have singled out the unoffending Yevtushenkov as a preemptive example.
There are some Russian business people who interpret this as being a sign to business from Mr. Putin that you may be unhappy with what's going on at the moment, you may be feeling a degree of pain, but don't think of stepping out of line.
It's a risky tactic. It could, says Jameson Firestone, alienate all the oligarchs in the outer circle and eventually lead to the president's toppling. This could be curtains for Putin.
Most of Russian transitions in power happen the following way. You wake up in the morning, Swan Lake is playing on every single official channel, and then you know something's happened. A few hours later, when they figure out the official story, somebody gets on TV and tells us who the new leadership is.
But the Russian leader's public approval rating stands at around 80%, and all the oligarchs are universally unpopular. Whatever happens to Yevtushenkov, it still could be some years before Putin has his Swan Lake moment. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.